KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Is being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And starting off, taking a look at high school sports from yesterday. Drake Relays continued yesterday in Des Moines at Drake Stadium. And it was a banner day for the Atlantic Boys track team as they set a couple of school records and picked up some medals on the way as well yesterday. And it started off with the distance medley team for Atlantic taking home a fourth place medal as they ran a time of 3:32.34. That was a new school record. Previous record was 3:34.51. As Zade Nicholson, Dylan Sontag, Tyler Moen, and Chase Molnix teaming up for that record-setting run there for the Trojans. Also in the 110-meter hurdles, Grant Reed of Atlantic took home a fourth-place medal, qualified third fastest for the finals, and then ran 14:76 in the final to take home that fourth-place finish. Also in the 800-meter finals, Chase Molnix of Atlantic was a third-place medal winner with a time of 1:57.80. And then in the last event of the evening, the 4x400-meter relay, Atlantic qualified for the finals with the seventh-fastest time and another school record. Zade Nicholson, Grant Reed, Tyler Moen, and Chase Molnix ran 3:23.25. That breaks the record for the school of 3:24.8. That was set back in 1968, so a long-standing record goes down there as Atlantic qualifies for that 4x4 final that will be coming up here today. Also, another result from yesterday in the 100-meter finals, Gage Clay of AHSTW took home a fourth-place medal with a time of 10:84. Miles Ruepiper of Kemper Catholic was the champion in the high jump as he cleared 6:09 on his final attempt, the only one to clear that height, and took home that Drake Relays championship. Also, in some other notes, the 4x200-meter finals for Atlantic, they ran the 20th fastest in that race. A team of Zade Nicholson, Dylan Sontag, Tyler Moen, and Grant Reed ran 1:32.46. And the 4x100-meter relay, it was HSTW with the fastest area time. They finished 12th with a time of 4:43.61, so nobody from the area qualifying for the finals there. In the shot put, Logan Jones of Lewis Central finished 9th, and Dane Theobald was 13th. That's a look at some of those boys' results from yesterday. On the girls' side, it was Darby Thomas of Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln qualifying for the finals in the 100 meters and ended up in third place with a time of 12:24, so a third-place medal there. She also took home a gold yesterday in the long jump, defending her title in that event with a best jump of 18.8.5. And Caitlin Jones of Thomas Jefferson came in 17th. In the discus, Lauren Payne of Lewis Central finished with a fourth-place medal, a best toss of 1:30.08. Lydia Knapp of Panorama was fifth with a toss of 1:26.07. Josie Stoner of Thomas Jefferson came in 12th. Logan Hughes of Shenandoah was 21st. In the 800-meter finals, Jeanette Schraft of East Mills came away with a fourth-place medal with a time of 2:15.50. Also, the best area time in the 4x100-meter relay prelims was Dennison Schleswig. They were 25th fastest with a time of 50.86. Also, in the 4x400-meter relay prelims, Trainer competing there but did not qualify. They were 17th fastest. Drake Relays continuing here today on this championship Saturday. Of course, a lot of events on the men's and women's side there for the college athletes, and also, of course, all those open entry events for the more professional runners, and that'll be going on throughout the day here today. And there are, of course, some high school events scattered in, not as many as we had yesterday, but there will be a few. Of course, Atlantic will be running that 4x400-meter relay finals. That'll actually be the final event of the Drake Relays on the Blue Oval here today. That starts at 4:32 this evening is the scheduled time. The 4x800-meter relay for Atlantic will be competing today as well, here a little bit earlier in the day. And then the girls' 1,500-meter run, Jeanette Schraft of East Mills will be competing there. And the girls' 400 hurdles will be contested today as well, as Chloe Hansen of Harlan and Jeanette Schraft of East Mills will be competing in that event. So that's a look at those high school athletes that will be out there competing here today on this final day of the Drake Relays. In other high school sports from yesterday, in other track action, there were a few meets that were held last night in the Red Oak Tiger boys relays. Underwood came away as the champion with 128 points. Glenwood was second with 64, followed by Lewis Central, Harlan, Woodbine, and Atlantic. Jalen Peterson of Atlantic won the 3,200-meter run at that meet, and Harlan's Caleb Brouse won the shot put. Also, the Bedford Coed Invitational, it was Glenwood winning the girls' side with 238 points. Sydney came in second, followed by Bedford, Essex, Lennox, Orient, Maxburg, and Clarinda Academy. On the boys' side, it was Sydney with 155 points winning it. Bedford was second with 144, followed by East Union, Essex, Lennox, Orient, Maxburg, and South Page. And at the Ross Samuelson meet at Lake City, on the girls' side, it was Sioux Central with 144 points. South Central Calhoun was second with 96. Kemper Catholic came in third with 91. Also on the boys' side, South Central Calhoun won it with 162 points. Southeast Valley was second with 92, followed by Esterville, Lincoln Central, Sioux Central, and East Sac County. Kemper Catholic came in sixth there at that meet. In high school golf yesterday, it was Cam winning a quad on the girls' side with a 202 total. Woodward Granger came in second with 227. Exira EHK and West Central Valley with no team score. Medalist was Sammy Jotty of Cam with a 44. Riverside 201 to 215 over Tri-Center. Medalist was Megan Reed of Riverside with a 46. And Underwood top trainer 238 to no team score. Kayla Chapman of Trainer, though, was medalist with a 51. In boys golf, Bedford won over Lamoni 182 to 205. Medalist was Jet Beamer of Bedford with a 38. Exira EHK won a quad 176 to 186 for Cam, 187 for West Central Valley, and 196 for Woodward Granger. Medalist was Everett Carroll of Exira EHK with a 39. Tri-Center beat Riverside 190 to 192. Medalist was Tayton Williams of Riverside with a 44. And Trainer was a 185 to 196 winner over Underwood. Medalist was Joey Kahns of Trainer with a 43. In high school tennis, on girls' action, it was Lewis Central edging out Atlantic 5-4. And on the boys' side, Atlantic was a sweep winner 9-0 over Lewis Central, as Grant Podiaski, Cooper McDermott, Niall Peterson, Caleb Florey, Luke Hohenberger, and Josh McLaren also all won their matches. And then it was Podiaski and Peterson, McDermott and Hohenberger, and Florey and Jake Redler winning the doubles matches for Atlantic on the boys' side. On the girls' side, winners for Atlantic in singles play were Hannah Holtz and Riley Seifert, and winners in doubles action were Holtz and Martinez, and also McFadden and Hyder there for the Trojans, picking up some points there as they come up just short against Lewis Central in girls' tennis. Another girls' tennis yesterday was Clark 6-3 over Creston and Kemper 8-1 over Harlan. Boys' action, Creston 8-1 over Clark, Glenwood 5-4 over Denison Schleswig, and Kemper Catholic 7-2 over Harlan. In high school soccer and girls' play, it was Creston 4-0 over Riverside, Kemper Catholic 1-0 over Boone in overtime, and Sioux City West a 2-1 winner over Missouri Valley in double OT. Lewis Central beat Thomas Jefferson 1-0 and Millard South 2-1 over SCOTUS Catholic, both of those games at the TJ tournament. On the boys' side, Harlan was a 3-0 shutout winner over Atlantic. Logan Magnolia beat Missouri Valley 6-2. St. Albert 3-0 over Underwood, and Storm Lake 1-0 over Denison Schleswig. At the TJ tournament, it was Abraham Lincoln 7-0 over SCOTUS Catholic, and Lewis Central a 2-0 winner over Thomas Jefferson. That's a look at your high school sports there for you from yesterday. In Major League Baseball, the game we had for you here on the radio last night, the Cardinals seemingly had a game won. They led 5-0 after five innings, and Miles Michaelis appeared on his way to a record of 4-0. Then it all fell apart as Greg Holland blew his first save opportunity with his new team. Starling Marte's game-ending single in the 11th inning lifted the Pirates to a 6-5 victory on Friday night. David Freese drew a one-out walk from rookie Jordan Hicks, advanced to second on a wild pitch, and moved to third on Gregory Polanco's groundout. Marte then delivered a liner into center field, giving the Pirates their third victory in four games. St. Louis will now recall right-handed pitcher Jack Flaherty from Memphis to start on Saturday night against right-handed pitcher Trevor Williams. Flaherty pitched for the Cardinals on April 3rd at Milwaukee and allowed one run in five innings of a no decision. Williams is 1-2 with an 8.15 ERA against the Cardinals in six career games. And that game tonight will be a 5:10 pregame with first pitch at 6:05 there in Pittsburgh. Also, we'll have some Iowa baseball on the way for you here today as well, as Iowa is playing a series against the Michigan Wolverines, and we'll get that started here this afternoon with a 1:30 pregame, and first pitch there will be about 2 o'clock there between the Hawkeyes and the Wolverines. Also, in other sporting notes, at the NFL draft, the Bears went back to building their offense on the second day of the draft. They took Iowa center James Daniels and Memphis receiver Anthony Miller, giving prize quarterback Mitchell Trubisky more protection and another target. They took Daniels with the 39th overall pick and then traded back into the second round with New England to take Miller at number 51. In exchange, the Bears sent the Patriots a fourth round pick this year and a second rounder in 2019. Daniels' selection could signal a full-time move to guard for Cody Whitehair, who has bounced between that position and center in two seasons. The Bears needed help at guard with Josh Sitton gone and with Kyle Long recovering from ankle, shoulder, and neck surgeries. And the Green Bay Packers prioritized the secondary first in the NFL draft. Josh Jackson is joining a revamped cornerback group after the Packers took the Iowa junior with the 45th overall pick in the second round last night. Jackson led the nation with 8 interceptions last year. At 6'1", 192 pounds, the Packers liked Jackson's physical ability. He turned into a ball hawk in his only year as a starter in college. Jackson made an impression in Wisconsin after returning 2 interceptions for touchdowns in Iowa's loss to the Badgers at Camp Randall Stadium in November. On the season, Jackson had 18 pass breakups, a forced fumble, and a blocked field goal. Jackson said he was hoping to get drafted by the Packers because I just feel like they need some corners. This was the team I was kind of hoping I went to. I'm just glad that they picked me. And also in other sporting notes, the Toronto Raptors were able to close out their Eastern Conference quarterfinal series, while the Indiana Pacers have stretched their first-round series to the limit. The Raptors trailed by 12 in the first half and were down by 5 throughout three quarters before rallying for a 102-92 victory over the Wizards in Washington. It marked the first time in 24 tries that Toronto had won a road playoff game after trailing at halftime. Kyle Lowry had 24 points on 9 of 15 shooting for the Raptors, who outscored the Wizards 29-14 in the final period. Fred VanVleet contributed 5 points, 4 assists, and 4 rebounds off the bench after playing just 3 minutes over the first 5 games. Toronto managed to win despite a poor shooting night by DeMar DeRozan, who scored 16 points on 6 of 18 from the field. Bradley Beal had a game-high 32 points for the Wizards, while John Wall added 23 with 8 assists. The Pacers stayed alive within a 121-87 blowout over the Cavaliers in Indianapolis. Victor Oladipo posted the first postseason triple-double of his career, finishing with 28 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Oladipo was 6 of 8 from three-point range to help the Pacers pull away. Domantas Sabonis came off the bench to deliver 19 points for the Pacers, who trailed 22-17 before going on a 12-2 run. LeBron James finished with 22 points, but no other Cavalier had more than 13. Kevin Love hurt his left wrist on a hard fall midway through the second quarter and wound up scoring just 7 points while shooting 3 of 10 from the field. Game 7 is Sunday in Cleveland. In the West, Donovan Mitchell scored 38 points, and Utah held off Oklahoma City in Game 6 to advance to the Western Conference semifinals. Russell Westbrook had 46 points for the Thunder, and Steven Adams added 19 and 16 rebounds. The rookie and the MVP went back and forth in the second half, with Mitchell and the Jazz moving on to face the top-seeded Houston Rockets in a series that will start on Sunday. And Connor Hellebuyck was terrific while the Winnipeg Jets stole home ice advantage in the NHL's Western Conference semifinals. Hellebuyck turned back 47 shots and outdueled Pekarinne as the Jets whipped the Predators 4-1 in Nashville. Hellebuyck stretched his shutout streak to 163 minutes before Kevin Fiala beat him 123 into the third period. Mark Shifley scored twice and chased Rene from the nets late in the second period. Rene stopped just 13 of 16 shots. Game 2 will be Sunday in Nashville. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Has been brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.